You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps. Malachi 4, verses 1 to 6. Count on it. The day is coming, raging like a forest fire. All the arrogant people who do evil things will be burned up like stove wood, burned to a crisp, nothing left but scorched earth and ash, a black day. But for you, sunrise. The sun of righteousness will dawn on those who honor my name, healing radiating from its wings. You will be bursting with energy, like colts frisky and frolicking, and you'll tromp on the wicked. There'll be nothing but ashes under your feet on that day. God of the angel armies says so. Remember and keep the revelation I gave through my servant Moses, the revelation I commanded at Horeb for all Israel, all the rules and procedures for right living. But also look ahead. I'm sending Elijah the prophet to clear the way for the big day of God, the decisive judgment day. He will convince parents to look after their children and children to look up to their parents. If they refuse, I'll come and put the land under a curse. This is not your typical Jesus meek and mild Christmas passage at all. It is a striking, a somewhat violent passage that speaks of the day of the Lord, the day being a day of judgment, a powerful, awesome, fearsome day. This is very unpopular these days, yet the scripture, both Old and New Testaments, are full of predictions that there will be a judgment day. In fact, one of the things that the three Abrahamic religions have in common, it's the belief that there is a judgment day, and subsequently that ethical, that right living is important because at some point each one of us will have to give an account for how we lived our lives. The day that the prophet Malachi speaks of here is a day of dividing, which is another way of saying judgment, that there will be a clear division between the sheep and the goats, as Jesus says in one parable, or between the arrogant, those who think they have no accountability to anybody, and those, on the other hand, who honor his name, who fear the Lord and thus live in fear of retribution, but also in fear of in filial fear, wanting to do right according to their father. And it speaks of a final destruction of those who have not cared about the law of God and his commandments, whereas those who honored him will get strength and healing. It's a beautiful image of the Son of Righteousness rising and bringing healing and radiating healing from its wings. But as it says here, this presupposes keeping faithful to the revelation that we have received through his servant Moses. It presupposes keeping the Torah, keeping his commandments. And then the passage pivots and it predicts Elijah the prophet coming again. The New Testament tells us that this Elijah returning is in fact John the Baptist, who again tried to urge all of the people of his day to heed the voice of all the prophets who came before him. And it predicts that in that day there will be a special grace for parents and children to turn their hearts to each other. one of the questions that this meditation leaves us with is, do I believe in the second coming? Because that's not so obvious anymore, even amongst believing Christians. And yet, the second coming is, in a way, the hermeneutical key, the thing that makes the whole thing stick together. Because if there is no second coming and no judgment, then, as Paul says, we can live and party and don't need to worry about being accountable to anybody. Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.